Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. After almost 2 years, opening statements began today in the Boston Marathon bombing trial, and they started with the surprising admission from the defense lawyers that Zahar Tsarnaev participated in planting bombs at the marathon finish line. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is covering the trial, and he joins us now from the federal courthouse in Boston. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Deb.
So defense attorney Judy Clark called the marathon bombing a senseless and misguided act carried out by Zahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Do we have any indication at this point what the defense tactic might be, given that they've basically admitted that their client is guilty?
Well, the defense tactic, you could say, is this, is that, you know, the evidence against Tsarnaev is so overwhelming is that they're already moving on to the penalty phase, which is, can we avoid a death sentence for Zahar Tsarnaev? You know, there are those who would argue that by copping, you know, by admitting to these now, you get a little bit more credibility in the eyes of a jury, and that'll give you more credibility when it finally comes time to decide whether Tsarnaev should get the death sentence or life in prison. And it's also important to note that she said very bluntly that there is not going to be an attempt by the lawyers or by the defense team to sidestep his responsibility in the matter. But she did make the argument that Tsarnaev was influenced by his older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, that Tamerlan is the one who self-radicalized. Tamerlan is the one who downloaded and obtained all of these radical jihadi materials and ultimately was the driving force behind the marathon bombings.
Mm-hmm. And so then the prosecution, what was in their opening statement?
Well, the prosecution sort of gave us a step-by-step outline of everything that happened from 2:30 p.m. on the day of the marathon when we first saw the Tsarnaev brothers rounding Hereford Street onto Boylston Street all the way up to the 19th of April when Tsarnaev was captured inside the boat in Watertown. And he sort of filled in a few holes here and there. You know, for example, we found out exactly what Tsarnaev did right after the bombings, which was 20 minutes later. He drove up to Central Square in Cambridge and went to Whole Foods and bought a gallon of milk. Prosecutor William Weinrib said later that week, he went back down to UMass Dartmouth, where he was a sophomore, and hung out with his friends as if nothing had happened. He hung out, he partied, played video games. But Weinrib also pointed out that Tsarnaev and his older brother Tamerlan were partners in this. They were equal partners. Even if they didn't do the exact same thing, they were both equally responsible. In terms of the killing of Sean Collier, the MIT police officer, he says it doesn't matter who pulled the trigger because he says they are both responsible.
Mm-hmm. And then there were witnesses. And just briefly, Jack, we did hear from the head of the Boston Athletic Association, which runs the marathon, setting the scene, talking about the importance of the race. Who else did you hear from?
Well, what we heard from is the manager of Marathon Sports, one of the storefronts that was seriously damaged. And then we heard sort of a progression in terms of who was most affected by the bombings. We heard from one man who was there. He was not injured as severely as some others were. Then we heard from Rebecca Gregory, who had 17 surgeries before her leg was eventually amputated last year. We heard from Sydney Corcoran, who almost bled out in front of Marathon Sports. And then we heard from Karen McWaters, who went there with Crystal Campbell, one of the three people who was killed in the bombings. She lost her leg below the knee. And all of them essentially going through their experiences during the day. We saw a lot of graphic video, a lot of video that has not been seen to this point, and certainly some of the most graphic video that I've seen related to the marathon bombings.
All right, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, live from the federal courthouse in Boston. Thanks for being with us, Jack.
You're welcome.
For more insight and analysis of the trial, you can check out the new WBUR podcast titled Finish Line, Inside the Boston Marathon Bombing Trial, with WBUR reporter David Boeri and Boston Globe columnist Kevin Cullen. You can listen at WBUR.org, or you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Go to the podcast section of iTunes and search Finish Line to subscribe.